We are in Siman Tov Pei Tes Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing from Dalet to Vav. Misha Shalos Chaver Ben Hashmashes Kami Yemei HaSvir Bezal Laila. Ben Hashmashes, you haven't counted Sfira yet. Your friend asks you, how many days is it today in Sfira? He means for the night. Yomer Lo, you should tell him Es Mol Hoya Kach V'Kach. You should tell him what yesterday was. Shim Yomer Lo Hayom Kach V'Kach, because if you say today is this and this, and Yachal Lasov Limnos Bebracha, you cannot count with a bracha. Avol kodem ben hashmashes, whereas before ben hashmashes, say from plaga mincha even, kevan she'en zman sfira ein mekach klum, there's no problem. The only problem is ben hashmashes. Certainly this halacha applies after tzeisik achavim. What he means is even ben hashmashes, this is a problem, since you are yotze bidyeved. This applies even if you said it in a different language, because we paskin you can count in any language. If you didn't say hayom, the person just asks you how many days is it, and you give him a number, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's no chshash. If you don't say hayom, you're not yotze. Whereas even though you didn't say ba'omer, the halachi is that you're still yotze b'di'evid. Now the Mishnah Berurah asks, why is this a problem? We hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. And you did not have kavana to be yotze. His answer is that it's really a machlokas of mitzvah tzrichas kavana or not. And even though we happen to be machmir that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that's only b'tor chumra. But you could not go the other way around and then be makel and make a bracha because we pass mitzvah tzrichas kavana, because maybe the halacha is mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that there's another thing that you could do, and that is that you could have kavana mefureshes not to be yotze. That you tell yourself, I do not want to be yotze. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the achronim who say that, let's say someone asks you on day 8, how many days is it? And you just say 8. You say today is 8. That you're not, that you don't have a chash, you did not mention weeks. Now, even though the halachi is that weeks are only ma'akiv, say on the 7th day, nevertheless, if you did not mention weeks, we can say that it's obvious that you did not want to be yotze. The reason being that since our minig is to count days and weeks, and l'chatchila you're supposed to, and the fact that you didn't mention weeks shows that you did not want to be yotze now. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person never counts early, and this happened ben hashmashes, there's really a svarah to say that the fact that he's saying it ben hashmashes is a raya that he doesn't want to be yotze, because if he'd want to be yotze, he'd wait till vaday laila the way he normally does. But he leaves that as a tzarechian. Lalachi leaves that as a tzarechian. Now, lamaisa, if someone did answer his friend, he should nevertheless count over again without a bracha, but without a bracha. Says the Ramah now, Hago u'mishiyagia hazman, once the zman of Sfiras HaOmer comes, what says the Mishnah Berurah, that means Tzeisa Kachavim, and Lamaisa, he comes out that Lahalocha a half hour before Tzeisa Kachavim, Asurim lechol at sheyispor. You're not allowed to count. You're not allowed to eat until you count Sfira. Now, this is only if you don't have someone who's calling you to come daven Maariv. But if you do have someone who's calling you to daven Maariv, then this only applies from Tzeisik Achavim itself, not a half hour before. Vafilu hischil lechol posik. Even if you started eating, the halach is that you have to stop. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that is only according to the shita that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is a daraisa. But if you hold that Sfiras is a drabanan, the halach is that you do not have to stop. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that since Sfiras HaOmer is such an easy thing to do, it's just making a bracha and counting, it could be that here the Ramah is being choshish for the dais that Sfiras HaOmer is a daraisa, even though Rav Rishonim hold that Bizman Hazeh is a drabanan. Miyum hischil lechol kodem shigi azman. What happens if you started beheter? Ein tzarech lafsik elagom rachilazov v'sofer achaka. So if you started beisir, if you started eating after a half hour before tzeisik achavim, then as soon as tzeisik achavim comes, you're supposed to stop and count svira. But if you started eating already by day, the halacha is that you do not have to be you do not have to be mafsi because you started by you started beheter. Further, sifhei. Im eini yodea ha-cheshben. What happens if somebody does not know what day it is? Uposach adaita l'sayin kamo sheyishmen machavero. So he made a bracha al das that he's going to count the way he hears from his friend. V'shosak ad shesham machavero v'sim kamo yotze. And he kept quiet, waited till his friend counted, and then he counted. The halacha is that that is good enough. Now, even though the halacha is that lechatchila, when you make a bracha, you're supposed to know what you're making a bracha on. The halacha is that b'di'eved you are yotze as long as you had kavana to be yotze whatever the day was. Now lemaisa, we end up asking that if you counted, if at the time you made the bracha. At the time you made the bracha, you had the wrong day in mind that you yotze the bracha anyway, and this we're going to get to right away. But in this particular case, it's even better because your kavan at the time of the bracha was for whatever day your friend will say. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila you shouldn't do this because you're going to end up being mafsik between the bracha and the counting to hear what your friend says. You should really try to find out what day it is before you make the bracha, which brings us to Sivvav. In Pesach, V'yomer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Adatu Delema Hayom Dalet. Shu Sover Shem Dalet. If at the time you made the bracha, you thought it was the fourth day. V'nisker V'siyim Behei. And at the end, you realized it was the fifth day. O Ipcha Shem Dalet. Pesach Adaita Delema Dalet. V'to V'siyim Behei. Einachozum Mavarech. You do not make a bracha. Now, that means that on the first day, the halacha was that you started counting dalid, but it's really hey, and you ended up saying hey. The second case sounds like at the time of the bracha you had the right kavana, but then in the counting you made a mistake and counted the wrong day. So how are you yotza over there? So lemaisa, the posim come out. It's pashit that we're not talking about a case where you didn't correct yourself. Of course, you told kadei dibur, you changed what day it was. All it's saying is that even though you made a mistake in between, that doesn't ruin your bracha. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah here brings down that even if at the time of the bracha you really didn't know which day it was, you thought it was a different day, but the Eved, you are Yotza with that. The halacha is if you counted, you said Hayom Yom Reviv, Hayom Arba Yomim LaOmer, and then you realize that it's the fifth day, Tol Kadei Dibur, you can change it and say Chamisha Yomim, and you do not have to say Hayom over again. Whereas if it's after Kadei Dibur, then you will have to say the words Hayom over again because you lost that. There's no connection to it anymore since it's after Kadei Dibur.